The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind, don't be shy. This is your time to shine. What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we just messed up from recording. This is our second cut.
We didn't mess up. You messed up.
Okay. I messed up, but it's okay.
Press the button.
It's live.
Press the goddamn button.
It's live, and we now pre-recorded. What up, though, T-Dot?
What up? What up? What up?
What up, though, Stacey?
Hey!
Now, let's get this so started on the round. I'm trying to bypass the stuff real quick. Like I mentioned, be on the lookout for the origins of Black History Month, and yes, right... Now, I do have the history of Black History Month. A new fact that I didn't know that other countries celebrate Black History. Like Canada and the UK, they also designate February as Black History Month for them also. Well, that's a fun fact I didn't know about. You knew about that, T-Dot? You said you did.
Yeah, I knew about it. Stacey, I learned from VTOL days.
Stacey, you knew about that?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, who knew that the Canadians care about us?
Yeah.
Even though we blame everything on Canada.
Canada, blame Canada. They're not even a real country anyway.
Funny too, because I remember hearing this girl on Facebook talking about when that thing happened in Paris, France. She was saying something about like how white people over there don't care about black people anyway. And I was like, she ignorant because they don't think race. It was always been black and white over there. They never cared about race. They care about black people. I'm like this. And you can tell because if you know that the Statue of Liberty in New York was from France, and that's a black woman.
She looked green to me.
No, it's a black. They got it from somewhere. but anyway, they don't care about color over there. And I'm like, she don't know that. Like, that been like since slavery days. France has always been black and white. They never cared about color, so she don't know that, so she just ignorant. But anywho,
she eating it.
Yeah, she eating it.
Eating it. Continuing on with the history of Black History, formerly known as Negro History Week, the brainchild behind this, Carter G. Woodson. Between 1915 and the 20s, he and Jesse Moreland funded the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, an organization dedicated to researching and promoting achievements by Black Americans and other people of African descent. By 1926, Negro History Week was here. By the 1960s, in part of the Civil Rights Movement and the awareness of Black identity, I like that, the awareness of Black identity, because we didn't get aware about anything. Or they treated us like nothing. But the awareness of Black identity.
We're going through that today.
Still, yes, you're right. But through the awareness of Black identity, Negro History Week had evolved into Black History Month. President Ford made it official in 1976. Carter G. Woodson died in 1950 with Black History as his legacy. There you go, folks. You got your history of Black History Month. Now, before I move on, I want to make a recap on a story. You know, I don't even want to talk about that no more. We already went through that. I'm kind of mad that we had to do a second cut. I'm just going to move on to Good Times. I did finish Good Times.
Good Times.
And I did finish it a long time ago. I just couldn't remember if I seen the whole ending or not. But I did see the whole series from beginning to the end.
Sing the song.
Good times, anytime you need a payment.
Anytime
you need a friend.
The show is called Good Times, and I don't recall not one good time other than probably the last episode.
Yes, the very last episode.
When they lost James, that was a good time.
No, that was the worst time. And not because of what the feelings behind
all that ham they got. Shoot.
All that heartburn they got. But James, the first three seasons is by far the only ones really worth looking at.
That was the first time Bookman was ever nice to them.
Yes, and yes, out of all the TV shows that I have watched or heard of, Good Times is the most ironic title for any show.
Yes.
I know this one girl, she stopped watching it after the dog episode. And that lady's eating dog food.
Oh.
Yeah. She's like, I can't do this no more.
They friends.
That was hilarious.
You think I would feed my friends dog food?
Oh, that was a funny episode. Yes, that was a funny episode. And one of my favorite episodes is when Michael failed the test because the questions that was asked on the test were mainly white people's questions. Like, something that white people can relate to and not black people because where they grew up at. And they went down to the office and talked to the guy. Mm-hmm. And they gave him the black test. Oh, without him knowing that it was a black test and asking him questions. Yeah, he answered the questions as if he was, you know, the white person that he was, but living in the environment that the white people were living in at the time. It was getting them all wrong. But that character, that white guy character, was funny as heck, man, with that little typewriter thing. That's one of my favorite episodes.
I like the one about when Kunta's father was on there. And he took salt and pepper shakers.
Oh.
He had a gambling problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I won 5 times. Like, I won 20,000. He's like, and when did you lose it? And what do you say, in 3 hours or something like that?
3 hours or something like that. But yeah, Good Times, it's a classic to this day, one of my favorites. And of course, recommend it for even white people. Recommend it.
Yeah, like that one girl that was coming to recruit. Thelma, that white girl for that college.
Oh yeah,
because she was black and they needed more minorities.
Yeah, yeah. And then she showed her true colors when they realized
that. Like, you lucky the other white girl didn't come because she hate black people.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this.
Okay,
real quick. It's a question going around, and it's on social media, and it's basically asking of the black sitcoms, who do you think would have been the better father for today's generation? And the choices were between Uncle Phil, Carl Winslow, James Evans, and it was one more. I'm trying to think.
Don't worry, cause you already said it, because I did want to see that, like,
Dr. Huxtable. What would you think could handle today's generation?
I've seen this question back Uncle movies Phil. Bets. But I will say I want to say Uncle Phil because of the finances, and he was, yes, a good dad. But
I would say Uncle Phil because the financial.
Yeah,
who wouldn't want a rich uncle?
But James Evans is most definitely is what these kids need nowadays.
James. Yeah, I honestly, to break it all down, I think when you look at it overall, James would be the better choice. Only because, okay, Dr. Huxtable, they had these rules and everything. I think every household had their rules. But James was a no-nonsense Tavin. I think all of the other parents, they dealt with punishment.
No,
but James,
they were all no-nonsense.
He'll take that belt off in a minute. And there's kids out here today that need that because they don't respond to punishment.
That's why y'all say that.
He might have been broke, but that was the way that society and the economy was set up back then in that day. Today, we have better choices. We have more opportunities out here. So I think he could teach you a thing or two about going to get a job and making money. So it's not about Uncle Phil having a large bank account and living in Bel Air, or Dr. Huxtable being a doctor and having all this money. I think who can bring you up better? And I think James would be the better choice.
I would say Uncle Phil and Dr. Huxtable because I already been through the James situation. I got whooped and look where I'm at now. So, no, I think money speaks a lot. Education speaks a lot. They all did education. They all did discipline. It's just that some had money and one of them didn't.
So, we just going to overlook Carl Winslow, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I ain't even hesitating on that one.
I mean, it wasn't even about Carl. It was about Steve, so... It was about Steve and Laura, to tell you the truth, so...
But
Carl was just there.
Yeah, and I gotta... that is a very, very, very hard question to answer, because I think you need a dad with a mixture of... Uncle Phil, but
I tell you the truth, I would probably pick Huxtable, because he was a funny guy. I would like a father like that. He had money, but you went to the point where you were rich. You were just well off, and he really embedded education, and that's what something I like is education. That's something I believe in. If I was one of those fathers, it would probably be Huxtable. I see myself as that. Embedding education in my children.
And another thing that people don't care to watch, because I that's my favorite TV series of all times, is the Huxtables, the Cosby Show. I love that. That's my number one non-animated TV series. And if you watch it, he says things that's in the real world. The way he punishes kids is like, It's rare, especially nowadays, to punish your kids the way Claire and Heathcliff did. Because
I like that. I like that mix of how they did things together.
Oh yeah, I wish I had that in my household to punish my kids like that. But I don't have the teamwork with me on my end. Like when they to teach them
and
a lesson.
Claire would give it to you straight up and raw when she get mad.
Oh yeah, they both said it. Like this one time when I think it was Rudy came in talking about a shirt or a picture or something. It's like, but we have like, but we're rich. And then
that was Vanessa. Vanessa. He said no. If anybody real rich,
like, yeah, no real rich. You don't have nothing.
Right.
And that's what these kids don't understand nowadays. Like, you have absolutely nothing. You guys are renting, and the way that you're paying for your room and board is the grades. Right. And you hope that we love you enough when you get elves to keep you in this mud.
What do you call that when people are in houses that they're not supposed to be in? A squatter.
Squatter.
That's what you are. Your kids are squatters.
Yeah, squatters.
That's what George Lopez told his kids. He said, actually, y'all are squatters. These are my rooms.
Exactly.
That's what you are. And grades are not what you're paying for. Good grades are what you're supposed to get.
You're supposed to get. I was just making a joke. Yes.
You know, I'm saying, like, that's what I would tell. You're supposed to get that.
You're supposed
I'm not
to get
supposed
that.
To reward you for getting good grades. That's what you're supposed to get.
Or else you're going to continue to live in a jacked up situation when you get older. But, yeah, that's a good question. I got another question real quick that I got from the D.L. Hughley Show. And I thought this was a real good question. Real funny question, too. Would you sock your mom or dad for $1 million?
No.
Well, wait, no. I got to add this to it. And you can't let them know ahead of time before you sock them. You just got to go up to them and blow their junk in for $1 million. Don't say, Ma, let me hit you for $1 million. Don't say that. Just go up to them, open the door. Hey, Ma. Hey, Dad. And then you got your $1 million. You got your $1 million right there. You can't let them know nothing ahead of time. Just blow their junk in.
Definitely not.
What?
I would. And let me tell you something.
Before you answer that, let's just say T-Dot's mom is right behind him when he said this, too. I think I have to listen to that.
That's cool. That's cool because I'm about to tell you. When I said that I would, my mom was like, and I will let you. So that's cool.
But
for $1 million, yes, to get our head up out of water, good time. Yes.
Okay, but your mom knew about the question ahead of time. But if you just walked up in the house and blew her junk in without letting her know before.
You know, we talked about that too. I said once she get up, we be like, Mom, look, I did this for you. I did this for you. Show her the money. Yeah, she'll calm down. She'll probably be saying like, I'm mad at you right now, but thank you.
So the answer, my answer is, oh yes, I'm blowing Pop's junk in. I'm walking in the house and I'ma try to lay him out. When he wake up, he'll have a stack on him when he wake up.
Come on, somebody give me up. I don't want them to see me like this.
God damn! Why you hit me like that?
I ain't saying, Stace, you lying. You know what I am saying? Stace, you freaking lying. You, I know, if you was presented with that meal, they said all you had, that's all you had to do. You ain't got to knock him out like I would do my dad.
No, no, that's the question. Mine is, would you knock them out?
No, you just got to sock them in their jaw. And it don't got to be hard, but hard enough. So you can make it sound like you earned that meal.
You just loosened up my tooth.
And you talking about, no, you wouldn't stay. You got to be jabbing right now.
Shoot. I'm a softie. I can't. First of all, I know I wouldn't hit my mother. Not like that. You know, I couldn't just punch her and not let her. I don't know. Even if she
you might as well. You said not like that. True. You better be getting paid for even hitting your mama. So you might. That'll make it worth it.
Even if I told my mom it, you know, ahead of time about the money, her exact response to me would be, if you hit me, I'm going to knock your ass out.
Well, and my response to that was,
you know what, when I wake up, I'll be $1 million richer.
Exactly. And I guess we're going to be some fighting mofos, man.
Nah, I'm not about to, nah, I'm not about to fight you.
But I guess
I don't know. I don't know. I would have to think about that one. Nah, well,
the dollar bills would dry the tears in my eyes.
You just lost a meal, Stace. You just lost a meal. You got to think about that.
Well, it's just a question. I mean, if somebody put a meal in my face right now, then I probably would change my mind.
That's what I'm saying.
You see the rest of us driving around in Bentley, your mom going to be like, hit me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the meal, like the person who said this to you is a millionaire. He got the meal right here in his hand. All you gotta do
is
sock your mama.
Hold on. Let me ask this question. What if it was for that lottery money? That 600 mil.
Oh, well, when I knock my mama's teeth out, I can pay for a new set.
So, you know, to make things easier, I'm going to grandma because her teeth are already gone. So when I knock them out, just buy her a whole new pair. That's all.
Nah, I'm not knocking my grandma out.
She got a. You matter of fact, before I even go to grandma's house, I go to the store and buy a brand new pair of dentures right then and there. And then,
hey, like, grandma, I gotta replace your teeth. Uh-huh.
Right then and there. And then when she wake up, cause she go, grandma getting knocked out no matter how hard.
She's like, ain't nobody about to hit you. You and gave her a concussion. Grandma have been acting. Like, what the hell, you on that?
Look, when she wake up, because grandma gonna get knocked out no matter how soft you hit her, because she know she up there in age. So when she wake up, she most definitely have a stack on her too.
A stack. Like, grandma, you falling asleep in the sauce again.
Oh man, that's hilarious. That is hilarious. So. While we're being hilarious, let's drop it down a notch and get to the serious question that I proposed last week. I took it out the show, so they don't know about it no more. But it is branching off that topic about those guys talking about they was too grown for X or whatever. Now, I came across this chick out one of my previous job saying that she can't be in a relationship with a guy who play video games. Now, my question to, I'm going with you first, Stace, because you the female of the bunch here. Can relationships be if one party plays video games? Can you be in a relationship with somebody who plays video games?
I can. Yes, I can. Just to a certain extent.
Okay. And that is the question. I mean, that is the answer that I was hoping for, because yes, T-Dot.
You was hoping for somebody that she'll say play video games.
No, I'm just saying, like, because again, of course, we have hardcore gamers, and some of those hardcore gamers are, you know, they do have relationships, but they break up due to the fact that their girlfriend or whoever they want to go with, you know, asking for more time.
Now, you asked me that question.
I think that if you are a hardcore gamer, until you get out of that phase, if you ever do, you don't need to be in a serious, committed relationship, because your relationship is the game. You are committed to that game. So you might as well go along the lines of saying that you want a sex buddy or something like that. Maybe when you take a break from playing the game, you pause it for about 15 minutes, you can get one off and, you know, go back into the game and be relaxed or whatever. Because I don't mind my guy playing video games, but when I want time, it should be nothing more important than me. If you want me to be 100% committed to you, you need to be 100% committed to me. I don't mind you playing video games if that's what you do, because everybody needs a hobby and everybody needs space in their relationship. Because I might be off reading a book, watching something that he don't want to watch, or, you know, on the phone with one of my girlfriends or something like that. Now,
female babble.
And while I'm doing what I do, you know, I'm going to need him to have something to do as well. You know, the time apart will allow you to miss each other and appreciate the time that you do have together. But if you just play video like games all day, and I have been with a couple of those, I can't. That's a good way. I don't condone cheating at all, but that's a good way to have your mate go elsewhere, because the attention that you're not giving, somebody else is always willing to give it. So if you are a hardcore gamer, do not commit to a relationship with a person.
Okay, I'm going to tell you like this, Stacey. You said two things. You said that you need time to miss each other. First of all, he ain't going to miss you because he is a video gamer. He misses video games.
True.
Exactly.
So he's not going to miss you.
And you ain't going to miss him because you doing whatever you
doing. And number two, I got to answer Donnie's question. He asked me the question. First of all, I wouldn't, because I'm not into guys. Number two.
That's a sexist remark, because females, I know some hardcore females.
You didn't say about girls, you said guys.
A gamer, I said gamer. Gamer is both sexes.
You didn't say gamer. You said a gamer was, if there wasn't a hardcore gamer, they're just something they do.
It's still both sexes who play.
But anywho, you talking about a woman? No, I don't have a problem with a woman playing video games, because if she was a hardcore gamer, I wouldn't care, because I just wouldn't care. I'm not concerned about that kind of stuff. I got things I like to do myself. So if she like to play video games, that's what she like to do, then hey, go ahead.
All right. So, well, both of you, the two youths, too grown for those statements. But and you're right. Yes, I guess I'm not a hardcore gamer as I used to be, because I'm mostly.
I'd rather have her doing that than doing a lot of shopping, asking for my money.
The money. Trust this video game going in the money.
No, she bought her own video games.
No. She bought the games, but you still got to pay to play.
I got to pay.
So that means you coming out of your debit card. That's what that means. Anyway,
she's going to charge me money for her to play her video games?
Because you got to buy stuff in the video game.
I got to buy stuff in the video game?
Yeah, you her man.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. You white? So you ain't her man?
No, I'm not buying. I'm getting me a white woman anyway. She can buy me stuff. Hello.
Give my statement. Yes, I used to be a hardcore gamer. I could still consider myself one, because I do a game show on it. I mean, a game show, a video game talk show, Trophy Horse. Check it out. Also on ProofOfGamer.com, right along with us.
I don't get it how y'all gamers like to go into GameStop and read the book all day. Y'all read every book when the game is right there.
I don't go to GameStop to read books. I rarely go to GameStop.
Gamers, y'all do it. You don't do it, but y'all do it. Right, I've been with y'all. Everything. I got some games. My friends, plenty of my friends are gamers. Y'all go in and read the book. Tony, All of them. Y'all go in. No, Byron don't do it.
No more.
Byron going. No, Byron never did it. Yeah. Byron never read the book unless you got it at home. He don't sit in GameStop and read the book. I got you going there. And you see people read the book. Yeah. They be in there for hours reading the book.
True. If I do sit in there for a extended period of time, it's because I'm talking to the cashier because the ones
about the game,
about whatever.
No, you all know. Y'all be talking about. You mean you just go in there and have a conversation about
yes,
McDonald's
cool.
lunch menu?
I am cool.
No, you
with
don't.
The
you go in there and you talk
you
about
know what,
the
man,
game.
When the last time you been with me?
When you go in there and you talking about, hey, well, how your kids doing?
Oh, dude,
your kids.
I go in there right. I can go to one right there on Grand River right now and talk to Ted, and he asks about the kids all the time.
Oh my God.
I'm cool with the ones that, especially ones at Fairlane. The GameStop at Fairlane, I'm cool with them. I talked to them.
That's too close. It's supposed to be a business transaction.
But I mean, you can't make new friends, man.
Heck no. I'm trying to get rid of the ones I got now.
Well, I, you know what? This is your last show.
Make your new friends. No.
Continuing with, yes, I still consider myself a hardcore gamer, but mostly of my gameplay is at night when everybody else go to sleep and on the weekends. That's most of my gameplay now. I used to be like all the time, and yes, it does play with the relationship and all that stuff. But
okay, you got to cut it out because your girl kept talking about it.
Well, no,
I was there.
Well, yeah, I made changes, but
she used to walk in the room like, "Damn, you on that game again?"
Yes, I made changes.
I was just looking.
I made changes, for me playing video games. But now, like I said recently, I play at night, and I've been doing that for
you. Been sitting there waiting for LaKira to go to sleep, going like,
"No, I was." I made these changes like years ago too. I made these changes. It wasn't just no like now change. Like I made this much like 4, 5, 6 years ago where my gaming has been cut down. But
that's why you wasn't in that last apartment.
But
so either me or the game.
For you to say I'm not gonna be in a relationship because you play video games, well, I'ma say you're gonna be by yourself for the rest of your life because that's stupid. That's stupid. Because somebody plays video games, that's dumb as heck. That's I don't understand that. Even though I do know the person who opposed that question was not so bright in the noggin, but
me? Sure, I always had a game system around just in case I wanted to play.
Yeah, but
or should you have company over? You ain't got nothing to do. Turn the game on.
Yeah, and again, like I said, I'm not gonna go into the rant again. But I say that last week, last episode, video gamers or video games period gets a bad reputation because of people like this and people who are too grown for that. I put that in quotations. Bull crap. So we still got a little bit of time left, so I can make this other question. This is another serious question I pose. Kids, all bad, all good, or all just inexperienced? Well, is it inexperienced or unexperienced?
Inexperienced.
Inexperienced.
I don't think it's a good or bad. I used to say bad because I want to say short patience to sound decent, but to keep it real, I have no patience. So I used to say kids are bad, but looking in on it deeper and listening to other people, I just think that they're inexperienced. So you can't really call a child bad. They're inexperienced. And when they're older, if they're still acting out, it's not the child, it's the parent. They have to learn.
Spoken like a mama.
Sure, I'm about to speak from the daddy point of view. No, half kids are bad, half kids are good, and all kids are inexperienced. Because the way I was raised, you know a bad kid when you see a bad kid. If you see a kid chasing another kid with a stop sign down the street, about to beat him with it, and he know what he's doing, bad kid. If he's jumping in fences, stealing out of houses, that's a bad kid. A good kid is when he's getting A's, he listens to his parents, because I know some kids who said, yes, ma'am, my cousin Terry, since he was little, he still taught tell his mom he's 26.
Compete too?
He's 26 now, and he still tells his mother, yes, ma'am. So I know there's some kids. I know you sneak around, you do some stuff, you do, but all in that he's a good kid. I know a lot of good kids. I know kids now that 13-year-old boy knows the Bible in and out. Good kid. All of them are good.
Sinning all the time.
No, good kid. This boy, no, he's not a sinner. No, he's not a sinner. Y'all laugh, but I know the boy. He's very good. And about my life, I wish I'd been more like him, because he really impressed me. His father, his whole family is just
I'm
not talking about religion. Just a good family.
I'm just saying the whole non-sinner thing, because even the best of non-sinners are sinners, according to the Bible.
Everyone sins, but it's not. It's a sin that if he don't know that he's doing it, he apologizes for it. That's why you apologize every day, because something you might not know that you're doing, you don't know it's a sin. But things that you know you're seeing, I mean, something you just can't fight. But anyway, I think he's a good kid. His grades are good. He doesn't get any trouble yet. I'm not going to say he won't get in any trouble, because you always get in trouble in something. Bottom line, that you know good from wrong. If you know bad from good, and you choose to do one or the other, that makes you good or bad.
Okay. I like you guys' statements. Mine is kids, all kids, every last one of them, in my opinion, bad and inexperienced. And I say that due to the fact because a lot of parents, and I'm not saying you, Stace, and I'm not saying you, Miss Tillery, because she's right here in front of me, and I don't want her to throw any one of those objects she got in her hand at me. But a lot of parents, and more so in the mom community, are in denial about their own kids and about kids, period, but mainly in their own kids.
That's true.
That's not true.
No, it is.
That's not true.
Not all.
Talk to well, she's deceased, but Greg Matthews said it all the time about his mom. She knew when he was up to do something. She never said that he didn't get in trouble, because she knew her son. Okay. So that's not true. Okay, my mother knew Frank. Hold on. My mother knew Frank, and she knew when he did something wrong. She never said, try to stand up if he knows that he was doing something wrong. So that's not true.
Okay, I remember, in general, I can't single out all the moms, and I can't single out all the dads. I'm just speaking in general. And in general, in the statistics, in...
Because fathers do the same thing.
I know. I'm just saying, in statistics, it's more so in the mom community that's in denial than it is about the dad that's in denial about their kids. You know, you know exactly what your kids are doing. And I say a lot of them are bad because they know exactly what they're doing, because they look at you before they do it to see if they're going to get in trouble. But the inexperience.
Age difference.
No, but the inexperience, because
about
you got
age difference.
I'm talking about all.
You can't say all kids, but you have to speak about age difference.
No,
you're talking about when they look at their mother. That's because they're around their mothers. Those are most of the younger ones.
No, listen. I'm saying all kids. I'm not kids ranging from. Okay, let me put it in the category. Kids ranging from able to walk, what is that, 1-2 years old? 1-2 years old, all the way up until, even in their college years, all bad, all inexperienced. Because, of course, you don't know what's good until you get in trouble for what you did bad. You don't know what's bad until you get in trouble for it. So that's the inexperienced part of it. So it takes getting in trouble for you to get that experience. But once you get in trouble, and for the ones that still doing what they're getting in trouble for, they got the experience and they know what's about to happen. It's freaking bad as heck. My kids, my good grades. My girl, she already can go to college. If she finishes program next few months, full ride to college. And she gets straight A's. But she's bad at the same time. She don't do bad things often. But
And just like I tell my kids, I tell my kids, just because I don't say anything, don't mean I don't know what you're doing. And that's with every last kid out there. They're always doing something, thinking that they got away with it just because mom or dad didn't say anything. You know what I'm saying? And
you don't trust your kids.
Oh, don't even bring a trust into this. Every last kid a liar. Every last kid is a liar. Every day born liars. And I say that due to the fact because they lie because they think they're about to get in trouble. They lie because they think what they're doing.
They think they can get away with it.
They think they can get away with it. They lie all the time. Mainly due to when they're a kid, it's mainly due to the fact that they think that they're in trouble. But all you got to do is just say, you know, all you doing is just like my little man. I ain't going to tell you what I caught him doing. Because that'll straight embarrass the heck out of them.
Not because they think they're in trouble, because they just know they wasn't supposed to do it.
But they lying. But they liars. They lying because of the fact that
they
lie
because they know they're not supposed to do it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just said. They lie because
they don't think they're in trouble, so you come check them.
No, they know what they're doing because
they lie.
Okay, look, if a kid is quiet, they're doing something. Now
you know he's not supposed to do it.
Okay,
that's not lying. That's knowing that you're not supposed to do it. Okay, he didn't lie yet.
My bad.
If he's quiet about it, he didn't lie yet.
Okay,
when did he lie yet?
Okay, my bad. You one of those folks that...
No, where did he lie yet?
No, hold on.
No, I'm asking. No, when did he lie if he's quiet?
You one of those folks that if they don't tell you the whole thing, that is not a lie. Or if they leave something
That's
out...
That's because I know my kid. He don't have to tell me a lie. I know when he did something or not.
So, yes, he's
but
lying.
But he didn't lie. Where did he lie?
Because...
You have to say something to lie. You can't lie being quiet. You didn't say nothing yet.
Sound like denial?
That's not denial. That's saying that he didn't. How did you lie if you didn't say that? If you say, no, wait, hold on. Let me give you an example. Now, your kid stole, but he didn't say nothing. So you say, did you steal? Where did he lie at? Where did he lie? He didn't say nothing. When did he lie?
Okay. Just because
when did he lie? I'm asking.
No, I'm saying just because you didn't confess to it, don't mean you didn't lie.
No, that means you did. Don't mean you didn't do it. That means. It didn't mean you didn't lie.
You didn't lie. Okay, I'm assuming you fall under the category of those parents in denial about their kids.
I'm not in denial about my kid.
Put it like this: if my kid stole something and I ask you about it and you tell me you did. You still in trouble, but I'm gonna let you know you did good for lying. I mean, for you know, telling me the truth that you're still in trouble for stealing. If you lie about it and I find out about you're lying, you're really in trouble for lying to me and stealing. But if I ask you, did you steal, and you don't say nothing at all, now you in trouble because I am your mother, and when I speak to you, you better answer me.
I didn't say they didn't have to answer you. I said they lied.
Yes.
But I'm categorizing that as it might not be a lie. Technically, you are right.
It's not a spoken lie. Put it like that. It's not a spoken lie, but it is a lie.
Yeah, I'm on both ends of the fence with this.
He didn't admit to nothing, so how is it a lie?
It's a lie because you know what your kid be doing.
Of course you know what he did.
Okay, so he's lying.
But you want to see if he's going to lie, so you ask him.
It's not a spoken lie. And also, everybody knows that pleading the fifth.
Where does in the dictionary or something says about a spoken lie?
Because, if you didn't say anything, you can't lie. But if you did say anything and it had to be a
lie, they can't hold that against you because you didn't say nothing.
Okay, but you can't bring the court system into your parenting.
You're the judge. You're the judge and your kid is the what you call. Okay.
You're exactly right.
Okay.
I'm the judge.
Okay, so
in
then
my
you
household.
Ask him the same thing. You can't accuse your kid of lying if he didn't say nothing.
You
can accuse him of that thing that he did because you know he did it, but you can't accuse him of lying because he didn't. You have to say something. You
okay,
understand?
Look.
Majority of kids lie. Yes, majority of kids lie.
Every kid.
But if you know every kid don't. You can't speak for every. I know some kids who don't lie.
They didn't lie to you or that moment, but every kid lies.
You can't say that.
Every kid.
You can't say that. You can't say you're not the judge, so you can't judge a kid. You can't judge nobody, so you can't judge every kid lie. That's not your call to say. Anyway, ask me a question. I'm going to show you what a kid would do.
What were you doing in the room?
Okay, he's going to think about it. I was playing with my toy. Now, he might not tell you. He might have been playing with his toy, but he won't tell you everything. Now, that right there.
Lie.
That right there. No, if he was playing with his toy, then he was playing with his toy. You have to give him that if he was playing with his toy. He might not tell you the other stuff. But he's going to tell you, I was playing with my toy.
Lie. First of all.
You waiting for him to say something specific.
No, okay. But first of all, again, stop being in denial. Knowing your kid. If a kid got to think about it, they're lying.
Now, I can understand what you're saying, but I have to give him credit if I just ask him, what were you doing in your room? I was playing with my toy. Okay, what else was you doing? And you better tell me the truth.
Lying. Cause most
he's getting ready probably to tell you a lie, but he hasn't said anything.
Lying.
He hasn't said he's thinking of something. So I can see he's in the verge of lying.
So you just wait for him to tell me that lie. You're proving my case.
I'm proving a case of him getting ready to lie. I'm still proving my case. He haven't told a lie yet.
But you
no,
proving
I'm proving my case. You're proving my I'm case not proving by, yours.
Okay.
I'm proving my case.
To be fair, I'm not going to say that it happens all the time, which it probably does. But at some point in their lives, all kids have lied.
No. You can't say that. You can't say that because at some
point. Have lied. I'll give you that. Have lied.
You can't use that because at some point, every single person on the planet have lied, even in their adult years. So you can't use that. That's entirely too much.
Have lied.
No, we're talking about kids.
You saying kids are liars. You just saying all kids are liars.
That's what I'm saying. Kids, they have lies. So
they have lied.
Bottom line is, y'all both got good points. However, kids lie.
I won't change that. Kids are liars.
Oh, Lord. It's all the same. They're telling a lie, liars, lying, whatever.
Anywho, that guy got a little bit more heated than I expected. But it was a good show. I'm quite sure dealing with America people and the people of America, they enjoy drama because, or else, all the housewives would have no jobs on TV right now.
I should have became a defense lawyer.
Let's close out. Leave your comments about this. You think your kids some liars? Do you think all kids lie? Or do you think just kids are just inexperienced all together in general? I agree with that last one. They are inexperienced in general, but they bad and some liars.
That's because you don't trust your kids.
I don't trust no kid.
Sure.
I don't trust. Yes, no, I give you.
You have to build trust.
Yeah. Well, you build trust, but you can't build trust by doing what
when
I say.
When is trust gonna come in?
You can't trust kids.
Sure, I don't trust my kid. I'll tell you that definitely for sure. I don't have to start trusting her one day, otherwise
trust them when they get to.
You gonna always be on edge.
I trust them. I trust my kids when they get to their college years. Then we would start building then because you're still doing dumb things in your college years. So when you get under your own roof, I will hope to wish that you have some trustworthy skills earned by that time. But kids, no, don't trust them. I trust them to the point to where if I tell you you're going to bring me some water, I trust you not to spit in the water after I didn't already give you a butt whooping. I trust you not from that point. But as far as...
I don't trust that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but to trust a kid to tell you the truth all the time. Okay, put it like this. How many times have you lied to your mom about the teacher don't like you? That's why you got the grade that you got. And you know dang gone well that was a lie. I'm just saying, but you know that goes down all the time. The parent don't like you. I mean, the teacher don't like me. That's why I get this citizenship grade. Or that's why I got the grade I got. Because the teacher don't like me. And you believe that yourself? Even to this day.
Okay, you know what? When I used that excuse, which it wasn't much because I was a really good student. However, when I did say that, it was true. But
I said that sometimes that is true.
My son just told me that. I mean, his grade wasn't bad, but he did get, like, a phone call home, and, you know, and he would basically say, like, his teachers didn't like him or something of that nature.
They do. They have teachers like that that don't like some kids.
And, again, I understand. Again, every time I speak, you got to take it as speaking in general. I can't single out every single person in the world that's telling the truth at the moment, or that told the truth at one point in time in their life. I can't single out every last one of them, so they just feel victim in a general pool. Now, you know who you are, if you're telling the truth or not. You know who you are. Even kids who are telling the truth, if you're smart enough to tell the truth, you know who you are. If you happen to listen to this, that you're not telling the truth, or that you're a liar, or that you're a trustworthy kid. So I can't single out my kid. I can't single out your kid. I can't single out Stacy's kid. I only could put every last one of our kids in a general pot. It's not because they got in trouble. It's because they think they in trouble, or they think they got in trouble, so they hurry up and come and say the first thing that come in their head, and they stick with it, and they try to build off that first thing that come in their head, because kids don't think. Kids don't have common sense.
I believe you have, they you lie because it's you have easy to lie then.
You have to teach truth. Common sense to your kid. You have to teach common sense. You just ain't born with common sense.
Most kids believe it's easy to lie than to tell the truth.
That's what speaking in general, all kids are liars.
No, they're not. Man.
Let's close this out. Leave your comments about this show. Do you think all kids are liars? Do you think all kids are bad? Or do you think they're good? Did you like the Good Time series? I enjoyed the Good Time series. Would you sock your mama in a jar for $1 million? I will blow my mama jaw out for $1 million. Nah, I won't blow her out, but I will lay her down for $1 million. You think you can be in a relationship with a gamer? I think so. If you're not, you're one-sided. So, if you want to leave a comment about anything I just said, you can write to us at whatevertalk@provengamer.com or whatevertalkshow@gmail.com. It don't necessarily have to be about what you heard on this show. It could be about whatever it is that you want it to be about. We on iTunes. Rate us. Leave that comment. Rating us is very good. That way, a lot of people can understand how good a show it is. When you search for good podcasts, if you got 5 stars all the way around, our show will be recommended on when you're searching for good podcasts on iTunes. So, please rate us, and it better be 5-star because I said so. We got a sponsor on ProvenGamer.com, Amazon. When you go to ProvenGamer.com, click the Amazon link in the right-hand side. It'll take you right to Amazon. When you make your purchase, some of the proceeds come to Proven Gamer without any extra cost coming out your pocket. But to make things easier, when you click that link on ProvenGamer.com, bookmark it. That way you don't even have to come to ProvenGamer.com first. You can just click the bookmark and you get one step closer to your purchase. But like I said all the time, why would you not want to come to ProvenGamer.com, listen to all this argument from these one-sided cast of Whatever Talk? Shout-outs. T-Dot.
Nah.
Nah? Mm-mm. No shout-outs? Stacey.
Yo.
I thought you left us for a second.
No. Yeah, I want to, first of all, shout-out you guys. This is very intense. I want to shout out all of the bad and good children of the world. I want to shout out the listeners. Thank you for listening. I want to shout out a group that I'm involved in who does a lot around the community. We're trying to bring Detroit back to what it should be. You know, we're about unity, helping each other. You know, we have a lot of projects that we're doing, and I will definitely be shouting them out a lot so that I can try to get people involved. And the name of it is Project Rebuild. So shout out to everybody involved in Project Rebuild. Let's get it together and help our sisters and brothers. U-N-I-T-Y,
that's a unity. Y'all too growing to be building clubhouses.
Stop it.
I want to give a shout out to the listeners. To the to the parents out there who in denial about their own kids, I'm going to give a shout out. Matter of fact, let me rewind a little bit. Generally speaking, I want to give a shout out to all the listeners, to all the parents out there that's in denial about their own kids, to all the kids out there that's lying to their parents and thinking they get away with it just because the parents ain't saying nothing to them about it yet. To all you females and males in relationships with gamers, be patient with them. Help them out. Being a gamer is a disease. Okay? Help us cut back on our gaming. Don't just walk out on us like we got streets in the bed. Okay? To the family, I love y'all. Generally speaking. No. I love you, family. I do trust my kids. I love y'all to a certain extent. No, I trust you to a certain extent. I love you all to the extent. Until we get back from dealing with our own kids, whatever.
If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it. Come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening, whatever talk.